LCR Mobile. Couple of screws removed.
They're too tight, huh? Giving you a headache.
And I finally figured out how to get the battery out of my vernier caliper. Duh. Well, you do stand it upright and tap it. I was trying to pull it out of there with some plastic dental probes. It wasn't working at all, and I was worried about destroying the circuit board in it. It's a very expensive round and sharp vernier caliper that I've had for many, many, many years since I worked in a machine shop. And finally just tapped it and it fell right out. It was just a 2032.
Seems you just have to take the easy way and not the hard way. So anyway, been there, done that. Don't have a t-shirt, don't want to admit it, but, you know. Right now I'm headed by the bank because I got to get a little bit of cash out. And then I'm going to go down to get my pedicure done. And then I'm going to go meet a friend for lunch. So that's what my plans are for a while.
What kind of chow you going to have? Chinese?
Oh, a tropical grill over here. It's more of a, they got more of their stuff is based towards, chicken bowls and things like that, and they use curry rice and things like that in it, so, you know, light stuff.
And we went down to Publix and got those chicken wings, the spicy ones yesterday, and the good guy was there that is a good cook, but oh my gracious me oh my, they'd set you on fire. And usually they're not that hot. I'm sure you've had them before. Oh, brother, these things here would weld your tonsils.
Tonsils. And all mine have been gone for a long time, so. But anyway, showing 85 degrees out here today, a lot more pleasant than yesterday. And, you know, it's a, deal with this wings as to whether you get the hot or the real spicy or just the spicy, because I've gotten both there at times. So anyway, I'm getting ready to pull up underneath the bank's ATM, where the ATM is out here, so I'm gonna be out of focus for a few minutes. W2T.
Roger, and Gerald TR
on the road again.
You're Nelson. I got a little ways to go.
I go to get down to where I got to do, but I got to get it. First, I got to figure out how to get out into all this heavy traffic out here. So, and it's like two lanes across, and yeah, keeping people from coming out. I got a guy that's going to let me out. How about that? Nice of him.
There's drivers around. There's no doubt. I try to be that way. Unless it's going to endanger me or something, I always let them out.
And, but then I had some idiot, this guy let me out, and then some idiot pulled into that lane to make a right turn. And, without using a turn signal to change lane, so. It is what it is, and, you know, we just go with it. And, they got a Brewster's over here that says, has a sign out front that says, now I'm hiring ice cream maker.
I didn't know they made their own ice cream. I thought it was probably prepackaged or something. Oh, well. I know that cold something or other. We ate one of those one time in Hawaii, I think it was, years ago. And cold.
Thank you for MVZ testing.
Oh my God, it was expensive.
One was doubling with you there a little bit, but I got most of that. Now, Brewster's makes their own ice cream. Each one of their little places has the stuff to make all their ice cream, and you know, they make it up. Like today, they'll be making ice cream that they'll be serving tomorrow or the next day, because they'll make it up and then stick it in their freezer. And a big part of their facility is a big freezer out there to keep the ice cream in, so it stays frozen, and then they move it up to where they sell it. So, yeah, they make their own ice cream, have been doing it for years.
Not cheap either. It's pretty expensive. I haven't ate there in years.
Went there, an ice cream cone cost me $5, and that was with one scoop of ice cream on it. And, of course, it was a waffle cone, and their scoops are pretty good size, so not too bad and all, but, you know, you don't expect to pay that much for just an ice cream cone or a cup of ice cream, but that's what they charge, and if you like it and you want it, you pay it. And all. But their ice cream is good, so I will usually pay it, as they say.
But I will tell you this, Quick Trip's got the best bargain on Dairy Queen type ice cream. And I don't know what the cost now. It used to be $1. And oh, my gracious. They're huge. I don't know how they do it. I guess that's just kind of like Costco's with their hot dogs. Selling them real cheap. It's a draw. But try a Quick Trip sometime for a nice ice cream cone. I'm telling you, you got to eat it fast.
Idiot, go down the road riding a crotch rocket, and he's got both of his hands up in the air holding his, you know, fingers up showing number one or whatever, and he's flying, and now he's changing, pulling in front of traffic in the two lanes to get out of the one that runs out, and he's an idiot. He's wearing shorts. He's doing all kinds of stupid things on that motorcycle.
Walk among us and they drive among us. Oh, well, I saw one yesterday, a moped with some young kids on it. And at the same time, they had on shorts and short-sleeve shirts, no helmet, and driving like a madman. Anyways, Rusty, I'm just about here, so I'll let you go. I've got to turn in. This is NZOTR.
Okay, well, it worked out, because I'm here at the traffic light. I'm going to have to wait until the next light to turn to green again, because a lot of traffic coming at me. So, anyway, catch up to you later. Hope you get your screws loose. W2T.
For a long time. N0TR.